My cotton t-shirt stuck to my back. I wiped my forehead for the 10th time and sighed. How could it be so humid and sticky? I sniffed the stuffy air. More rain was coming, but actually that didn't bother me a bit. I'm content whenever I watch the huge Kentucky moon shimmer in the night sky, especially as I sit next to the guy of my dreams. There's no place that I, Marianne, would rather be than right here with none other than the infamous Keith Walker. How can I describe him to you? He's more than handsome. He smells good, too, at least to this country girl. I breathed in deeply the smell of fresh grass and soil that is like a permanent cologne on his skin and clothes. Keith is really smart and is one of those people who will get ahead in life. Right now, Keith worked at the local sawmill and mowed lawns for a living on the side. It didn't pay much, but he kept gas in his truck and enough for pizza from Kenny's gas station now and then for our date nights. As we sat together on the tailgate of his truck, his hand tightened around mine while we listened to the night sounds. I could tell Keith was tired and fighting sleep. It had been a long day. He closed his eyes for a moment, which allowed me an opportunity to stare at his long eyelashes. I'm so jealous. Daddy says they remind him of Black Fly Swatters. He's joking, by the way. But I love how they reached up and touched Keith's eyebrows and offset his full head of hair. Ladies, if you have any thoughts about claiming him for yourself, he's strictly off limits. I've already claimed him. He's mine. I snuggled up next to him. I was content. I know things are right in our little world for now. Yet it hasn't always been that way. But I'm getting ahead of myself. I drove myself crazy thinking about where to begin my story. So, how about at the beginning? I'll take you to where it started. Morton Peak, the mountaintop of the country. The skyline is beautiful. It is a place where you can perch, rest, and dream. But it's a place where you have to be careful when the wind blows. Otherwise, you'll catch a nice whiff of cow manure. Trust me, you get used to it when you grow up on a farm. Morton Peak is where Keith and I had our first date. He was so cute. Sometimes he would catch me staring at him. Then he would flash me one of his charming smiles and make me blush. From the top of the mountain, you can see my house. It's a white farmhouse with painted wood shutters. While it may not look like much to some, it is everything to my family. We didn't come from money as some folks around here do. Farming was the family business, and it's plain hard work. People think farmers are rich, and some are, but the rest? Well, at least where I'm from, many are poor, but they work really hard. That is for certain. Daddy bought our old farmhouse from his granddaddy right before granddad died. Rest his ornery old soul. All 20 acres of good soil for corn and haying. I was born here, raised here, and hopefully by the grace of God, I won't die here. Don't get me wrong, it's a nice place to raise a family, but I prefer the city. Daddy always said he would build Mama a house, but she knew better than that. He loved the family house and wasn't going anywhere. It wasn't in him. Keith and I dated through my senior year. He had graduated a couple of years before me. We attended some of the football games, basketball games, and the school dance. But country kids don't always have the opportunity to do the same things most kids do in high school. Our lives revolved around planting and harvesting, which meant being outside. A lot. Do you know what being outside in a humid climate does to me? It gives me frizzy hair. But Keith didn't seem to mind.